will now call the meeting back to order. Next case, please.
Okay, case number 11,019, Philip E. Dolan, east of Route 1 Coastal Highway, southeast corner of Gum Road and Surf Road, being lot 16, block 6, within Sussex Shores Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
For the record, Mark Dunkel, I'm an attorney with Farkaski, Dirk, and Swayze in Dover, and we have an office here in Georgetown, an outpost up in Wilmington, but I don't go there too much. Over to be sworn in is the owner, Philip Dolan, and Chris Patey, Becker Morgan, architectural designer. And if we could have them sworn in, then I'll try to be brief, because I know you're quite busy tonight, and I've had a lot to take in. This is
Hold on, do we want to get this sworn in? Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Philip E. Dolan, the address of the home.
Wherever you live.
9521 Purcell Drive in Potomac, Maryland.
Christopher Patey with Becker Morgan Group, Architects and Engineers, 312 West Main Street, Salisbury, Maryland.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
And Chris, if you wouldn't mind standing by that board over there. This is, to boil it down, a request for a 5-foot variance from the 30-foot setback for the front yard. Just want to go over the factors with you, and then I will have Mr. Dolan come up to affirm this. This property, we do believe, is unique. It's one of those properties that backs onto the Atlantic Ocean. And it's got two things going against it in the rear yard that translates and is really why we're here for the front yard setback. This is an MR zone, and normally the rear yard setback's only 10 feet. But because of this property's location, there are two impediments to that rear yard. There's a 25-foot Sussex Shores Beach Association setback, and we've got that on the diagram for you. But also, and somewhat as much problematic, is Denrec has that beach line, that beach building setback line. And it's the dark dashed line here on the diagram. And the effect is to really make this an artificially shallow lot from what it would be, you know, if we plop this lot down in Roxana or Byard or someplace like that, you'd have a lot more room to build than you do in this particular location because of the effect of both of these deep setbacks. We really do think it's a unique lot given the Denrec line, the dune line from the association. As far as development, you know, the property already has a home on it, and we've given you in the top view the footprint of the existing home, and it juts out into this both of these restriction lines, both the Denrec line and the Sussex Shores line. If you could flip the two up and down for me, Chris. And what I did want to pass out to you to help make the case number two about the limitations on development, which is really tied also to the character of the neighborhood, if I could, are some photographs that give you a visual of these two footprints that we've submitted, if I could. Yeah, because of the shallowness of the lot, we reduce the area that's available for development. And in order to build a modern home, that would be consistent with this particular neighborhood, we really need just about every inch we can get, and that's why we're asking for the 5 feet from the front, because we're so limited in the back. And on the photograph that I've sent around, I'm sure you can readily tell, the little blue rancher is Mr. Dolan's current house, which down on the board that's on the floor, that's Chris is pointing to it. And right next door is the neighbor's house. And we've given you the front view and the back view. The garage is where you see the garages. That's actually the front, and that's the front where the front setback line is. Mr. Dolan wants to do is build a house that's more current, you know, with the rest of the neighborhood, and tear down the rancher. The rancher apparently was built after the storm, I think around 64 or something of that nature. What he'd like to do is build a house comparable, you know, to his neighbors. And we've shown you them side by side because one thing that the setback variance would help do, it would align his proposed new house right up with his neighbor's house, which already has the 5-foot variance. this would allow a house to be constructed that really is more in keeping now with the evolution of this neighborhood. Certainly something could be built there. I would represent to you that nothing could be built there. But I think there is a hardship created by the dune line and the association setback line to allow a house that's in character with the neighborhood to be built. And that's really the purpose of this variance. And of course, I know it's very important, particularly in Sussex County, this is not a hardship created by the Dolans. They're of the mind to ask permission and not come back and ask for forgiveness. They haven't touched the stick on their house. They haven't done anything to it. They want to do everything the right way. And they've really done the best job they could with their architect to come up with a house that they could get on there that would meet their needs in replacing the existing structure and deal with the setback issue, because they're losing what's really on the beach now when they tear down this house, more or less. And this 5 feet would be it. So they certainly haven't created the hardship. And I think the photos and the diagrams would help show the board that they will not be altering the essential character of the neighborhood. In essence, they're really going to be coming into the character of the neighborhood now by updating from the old ranch house to what you would consider a more coastal beach house. And, of course, it's going to be raised up and be built according to flood requirements, et cetera. So we think that the character of the neighborhood test really would be satisfied by the granting of the variance. And this really, we do believe, is the minimum variance. We're asking for 5 feet. It does help the house, proposed house, then line up perfectly with its neighbor. There's no neighbor to the north of this house, of Mr. Dolan's property. That's the end of the development. So there's nobody. I think there's a walking path, and there's nobody there. So he would not be ahead of anybody, and he would line up quite well, perfectly, actually, with his neighbor's house. We do believe that we've met the five factors. I would ask Mr. Dolan to come up before we take some questions, if he would come up. And Mr. Dolan, you've already been sworn, but you've heard the representations that I've made to the Board of Adjustment. You've seen the photographs that I've submitted and the boards that we've presented. And do you agree with all the representations that I've made on your behalf?
I do, other than possibly one. When I purchased the house, the representation was the house was constructed in 1962 as opposed to 1964.
Okay. Well, I stand corrected then with that piece of information. It is your desire to tear down the existing rancher and build a house that is more in keeping with the character of the existing of the neighborhood as it exists.
That is correct.
Okay. We're here for any questions that the board might have.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. Rickards?
No.
Mr. Berkman?
Is that a summer home or is it going to be full-time?
It's a summer residence.
Summer. Okay.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes, I have one. The angle is, it doesn't, the variance will not be the full width of the home. Is that correct? Because of the angle of the line there?
Front. The variance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's right. What does the 5 foot variance represent square footage wise of the home?
Do you know, Chris? I mean, it's going to be five by the width.
It relates basically just to these two pieces here. It doesn't really relate to interior square footage. It's some parking issues on that at the grade level.
Okay. Well, you don't need the variance for the parking, do you?
You want to explain the structure. I mean, you're building structure in the setback area, correct? I think that's what the question is. What percent of the structure
without the 5 foot variance, what would you, how much square footage would that have to be would the house have to be compensated to build within the setback?
I'm not sure I'd equate it to square footage. There's some constraints with the depth. You can't get the staircase access and the rooms and the depth of a car, and all of those components are pinched by the portion of the house that we are not allowed to put back when we tear down the existing. So they're taking away from us what we already have.
And you're moving it to the front.
Moving it to the front of the house.
We're taking it off the ocean and putting it on the street, even though everyone would rather have it on the ocean. But it helps to, recapture what we've been robbed of with that.
Well, you really haven't been robbed of it because you've elected to tear this one down, correct?
Well, we're allowed to keep it, even though Denrec is the most restrictive.
Yes.
And Denrec will allow us to keep it. It's the Sussex Shores.
If I could, we're caught in betwixt in between. You can make a pretty good case to Denrec that you can rebuild on your footprint that's seaward of that line, but the Sussex Shores Association doesn't see it that way. There's no guarantee you could build once you tear down seaward of that line. So the best way to get the house that Mr. Dolan would like, that's in keeping with the character, and I say best way, with the minimum amount of variance, is asking for the 5 feet. And I think, just to summarize, it does affect it's sort of a domino effect. You need this extra space, so the stairs will be the right pitch, and the stairs will make it, and the garage will work.
So it really doesn't, the 5 feet doesn't really represent square footage of a living space. It's for stairs or what? That's all I'm asking.
Right. Chris, can you come over to the microphone and answer that?
Sure. It does. It's the facade undulates in and out as it goes up. So on one level it's parking. On the next level it's a bedroom suite. On the next level it's another bedroom, and then all of that is dictated by staircase access to all of the levels, and we're just kind of at a pinch point.
Is it 3-story level?
It's going to be 2 stories with parking below.
Okay, thank you.
So you need, it's the parking you are trying to get, or is affecting the first story too?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
The bulk of the whole house.
Bulk of the whole house. And a while ago you said you could build back on the same footprints?
Well, if we just had Denrec to deal with, you can argue with them and generally have a vested right to rebuild on your footprint that's seaward of the beach line.
That one,
That doesn't work with the Sussex Shores Beach Association directly. They don't have to follow that, and their line, it's a different line, but their line is basically the historical property line, 25 feet. So the agency might allow you to build, but the homeowners association will not.
The homeowners is not letting you do that now.
That's correct. Now, it doesn't mean that we might not go at them again, but it's no. I mean, it's a no right now.
Right.
And so, as you understand how the building cycle is, we've got to fish or cut bait, and so we're here to get a house that will fit here. But, you know, we certainly might go back and try to lobby them and see, but that's no insurance policy. So, I mean, to build a proper house that would suit this neighborhood, that's why we come here and tried to keep the request, you know, minimal.
You say you're in a flood zone, right?
It's an AO. It's not.
Okay.
A
no. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
I guess, and going back to what you just said, sir, you know, to build a proper house, and that was the motivation behind my question about what percentage of living space does that 5-foot variance represent. Maybe I should term it a different way. Can you build a reasonable house within the setback without the variance?
And that's really the crux of the question. Not really in keeping with the houses in the neighborhood, and that's why I try to give you this evidence of the neighbor's house that has the 5-foot setback variance. And to get that comparable house, we just need about every inch that there is. So I think is it possible? It's certainly, Mr. Hudson, possible to build with all these limitations.
Yeah.
I guess the way I look at it is, you know, the county setbacks were set out to cover the entire county, regardless of the features of every property. And then, of course, that's why your board was created, to then fine-tune the properties when it turns out there are impediments. Because, you know, under the county code anticipates that rear yard setback's only 10 feet in this zone. So there's 15 feet that's just gone from the normal assumption in the rest of the county. So like I said, could you build something? You could, but it's really not in keeping with the next door neighbor's house and not in keeping with the neighborhood, and that's why we're here.
If I could add one more.
Sure.
Is the neighborhood association does not allow any parking on the streets of the neighborhood, so all automobiles for homeowners and their visitors have to be contained within the property, and so getting the under the house parking maximized is important.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now when you built your new one, you're bringing your in line with the other one now. Before
yes.
It wasn't. Before.
Right. Before the existing house is kind of back in a hole.
Back off.
Their neighbor to the south is here.
Up here. Okay. Now
so
you
they're
bring
tucked it. In a hole. So we're proposing to bring it out so that we're both in perfect
in line with each other.
Uniform.
Okay.
Mr. Mills?
Any contact with the adjoining neighboring properties?
They asked me what we were looking for, and I told them, you know, what we were looking for. They said, good luck.
Okay. Favorable replies.
No objections.
Okay.
Raised.
Thank you. No other questions.
Thank you very much.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11019. The shallowness of the lot would be the uniqueness of the lot is shallow. And with the 25-foot dune setback. Also, the possibility, you know, strict conformity with the Sussex zoning ordinance can't be used there. And the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And the hardship with the 25-foot setback in the rear by Denrack is not a, hasn't been created by the applicant, and a variance will not substantially or permanently impair the use or development of the adjacent property. He wants to make it even with the adjacent property, and the request is the minimum that will afford relief, and the request the variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation that the 30-foot setback should be, which with a 5-foot variance.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards, and a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 11019. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Mr. Chairman, I do, I think the applicant makes a good case in that the limitations present a certain uniqueness and practical difficulty in developing the property and therefore making it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property as other beach properties adjacent in close proximity are being built and have been built. And certainly those limitations weren't created by the applicant. I don't see where it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood and the minimum to afford relief. They're giving up 15 feet and only asking for 5. I vote yay.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Nay.
I'm sorry?
Nay.
Nay. Okay. Mr. Rickards?
Yay, as the reasons I stated.
Okay. And Mr. Workman?
Yes, for the same reason that was stated.
And Mr. Callaway, yes, for all the previous reasons have been stated, so by a vote of 4-1, case number 11019 is approved.
Thank you very much. Thank you.